Blog Talk Radio.
I know. Storms, clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I Sunday of April 2017. It is the first Sunday of April, and this is the day that the Lord has given us, and we will rejoice and be extremely glad about it. I am so thankful to the Lord Jesus for giving me another day, giving me another chance, giving me another opportunity, because if it was not for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be at today? I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. I could be in a mental hospital. I could be in the hospital. I could not be moving. I could not be talking. So I just say thank you. You know what? We cannot have fear. We have to thank God for right where we are right now and know that because he's on our side that we can make it. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to share a word with you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this day, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you will come on in and have thy own way, Father God. I thank you, God, that you would orchestrate your word, Father God, that your word will go out forward, Father God, that it will bless your people, Father God, that your word will not come back void, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. I thank you, God, for this time and this opportunity to carry this word, Father God. I thank you, God, that you are God of the whole universe, Father God. I thank you, God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God, that you're in full control, Father God, that you can do what you will, Father God, and you're everywhere and you know everything, Father God. And for that, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Come on in. Come on in. Let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost rest in this place right now, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Thank you that you're God of full control. Thank you, you're God of the whole universe. And there is nothing too hard and nothing bigger than you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you, Father, that I will decrease as you increase, Father, as you have your own way, Father God, that you may be glorified for what thy servant do today, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that that song or something that I say in the message today will bless you, will help you along your way. Today I will be coming out of 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if you're running around and you're not anchored in God, your mind probably is not sound. You need to get anchored in God. We need to be in God because God watches over us. And the message today is no fear. No fear. No fear. I don't care what they're doing in this world. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's coming up on you. Have no fear. For God is everywhere and God is in full control. If we just keep our mind stayed on him, he will keep us in perfect peace because that's what his words say. His word will not come back void. We must read the scriptures that can guide and encourage us on the topic of relating to fear. We have to get into the scripture. If you're dealing with being afraid or fearful, you need to get into the scriptures that will help you. And by getting in there, just go to your Bible. Or pull it up on the internet. You can just say, what is fear? What does the Bible say about fear? And it will give you all types of scriptures. I'm going to share a few of them with you today. But if you need them during the week, you know, because sometimes you just don't want to let nobody know what you're going through. But I tell you this, you trust in God. Remember I told you about a couple of weeks ago that God changes not. He changes not. He is the same. He is the same. And if you call on him, you will get an answer. He will come and see about you just when you need him the most. Don't be afraid. Trust God. And it says, such as fear, anxious, fear of love, fear of the unknown, fear of death. Read the scriptures from the Holy Bible about fear in relating to God, Jesus Christ, and to the Christian faith. That builds your faith that when you can go and you can see the promises of God that God talks about, whatever situation you're going into, it's nothing in my life that I have not been through that the Bible does not help me with. May not understand it, but put it in your spirit anyway. When it's time for it to come back up and for you to use it, the Holy Ghost will bring it back to your remembrance. And then you will get the revelation of it. Because if you're constantly reading the Bible and praying for a revelation, God is going to give it to you. And pray and ask in the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass. And what I did is what I've done, led by the Holy Ghost, was that I got some of the scriptures from the New Testament. I got some from the Old Testament. Because, you know, God changes not, and his promises are true. And it's just to take us back so we can see, and then it'll take us forward where we go. If you need to jot them down, jot them down. Or either come back afterwards and listen to it again. If you're going through this, then know that God is right there with you. Knowing that God is not going to leave you nor forsake you, he promised. See, I stand on his promise. I believe in his word. Who report will you believe in? I believe in God. I believe that if he said it, then he'll bring it to pass. I believe that he said that he would not leave me nor forsake me. And I believe that if he tell me to fear not, I believe that he got me. So that's the way you have to feel. You got to have your own personal relationship with God. You got to believe and you got to trust and you have to lean and you have to depend on and you got to call on him in the time when you need him. And you got to fellowship with him when you don't need him. Turn your life over to Christ. In John 14 and 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He's telling you that I got you. You don't have to be afraid. I know what you're going through. I can see what you're going through, but you're not going through it alone. And that's what we have to understand, that wherever we are today, we're not alone. But believe me, God is right there, and he's not going to let it last too long. And if you're going, and remember, you're going through it. Excuse me. Remember, you're going through it. You're not stuck in it. You're going through it. And that's what my uncle used to say all the time, go on through it. Get through it. Because when you come out on the other side, there is a blessing on the other side because of the obedience and you trusting in God and not doubting. In Joshua 1 and 9, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thy dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thy goest." I mean, what a promise. Wherever we go, if we make our bed in hell, he's still there. If we go across the sea, he's there. No matter if you're in sickness, he's there. If you're having finance problems, he's there. If your heart is broke, he's there. We don't have to fear anything. God is a repairer of all things. God is our shepherd. And if you go back to the Sunday school lesson this week, it talked about him being this good shepherd. You have to know who you serve. And we have to get in the word. And we have to trust in what the word say. And we have to pull that word close to our hearts. And know that that's God talking to us through his word. You want to know if it's God talking to you? If it is in his word, it's his word. If it's got sin in it, then it's not God. Anything that's got sin in it, and you say God's speaking to you, and you wrapped up in sin, it's not God talking to you, because God's word don't have sin in it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 6 and 34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own." Do you know yesterday had its own troubles? Today has whatever problems and trouble it has it today, but fear not. Don't be afraid. No fear, no fear. Stand boldly in Jesus Christ. Then we look at Psalms 23 and 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod me, and thy staff me, and thy comfort me." No matter what you're going through, he said even at the death, he's still going to be there and comfort you. Even if you, and it doesn't have to be a physical death. It could be something dying in your life that no longer needs to be there. You could be have outgrown it. A person could be going away, but you're looking at it. You could be going through a divorce. That's death. Let it go. And find out what God has for you on your next step and the next level. Trust him. Do not be fear. No fear. No fear. Trust him, and he'll bring you out okay. Isaiah 43 and 1, "But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, for thou art mine. We're his. Did you hear that? God of the whole universe, he said we're his. We're his children. And if we need him, he already knows us. Before we was put in our mother's womb, he knew us just like he knew Jeremiah. He told Jeremiah he knew him. He knew what he called him to be. He knows what name he gave him. That's the same thing about you. The same thing about me. Same thing about our life. God cared for us. We have to be clear on that. We have to stop looking at other people's life and measuring our life and our journeys by other people. No fear, you all. Trust God. No fear, no fear. Trust God. Psalms 34 and 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All of your fears, he delivered. Not my fears, but your fears, whatever they are. He's right there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He promised. And I believe him. It says here in Romans 8 and 38 and 39, it says, I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any power. Huh? Nothing. Nothing's bigger than God. 39, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can't nobody separate. Nobody can pluck us out of his hand. Once we in his hand, nobody can pluck us out of God's hand. Get clear on that. But you've got to be serving God and not man. You have to have the fear of God in you, not the fear of man. God will put a shield around you. It'll be danger all around you, and he'll fly it all past you. That's the kind of God he is. We have to trust him. We have to delight ourselves in him. And we have to know that once we delight ourselves in God, God will give us the desires of our heart. We desire to love. We desire to have a sound mind. You ask him, and he'll give it to you. Don't be afraid. Cry out to him. Talk to him in your heart. Talk to him when you get up. That should be your first thing every single day when you hit the floor, is to make sure you give God thanks and be grateful that he's given us another day, and to know that he is going before you to make ease and success for your way. That's including knocking down fear. That's including whatever enemy that will come up on you, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You got to know it for yourself. I can say it all day, but until you get it way down deep in your soul, you got to know that you know that you know that he got you. Psalms 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who are you fearing? They got no heaven or hell to put you in. Fear God and ask God for an understanding and ask God to open your eyes and give you a discerning spirit so you will know and that you will walk in obedience to God. And once you begin to walk in obedience to God, God will put the people around you. God will even make your enemies at peace with you when you walk in obedience to him. Yes, we should honor the man and God that God has put over us. Yes. But we put nothing and no one before God. We praise nothing because God is a jealous God. Do not do that. That's not safe. And then 1 Peter 5 and 6, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort you in due time. He will exhort you. Let us stop exhorting ourselves, because all the promotions and everything come from God. If God hadn't called you to do it, I don't care how many times you do it, I don't care how many times you try it, it's going to fail. Put your faith in God and let God call you to what he has assigned you to, what God has ordained you for, what God has sent you here to do from the beginning of the foundation. Because do you know that if we're busy doing the assignment that we should not be doing, we're not doing what God has called us to do. We got to be clear on what God said. get it together in our head to obey God and not man. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for us. He careth for us. Trust me, if God is giving you an assignment, he's going to take care of it. God is a keeping covenant God. It will not come back void. And whatever season he has for you, in due season, if you think not. But if you're busy doing what you want to do and not doing what God wants you to do, watch out. Watch out. And remember, all appointments come from God. If God didn't call you to the position, you're just up under a name, what man has made for you. So let us be mindful of those things. Ask God what he called you to do on this earth, and he will bless you in it. He will open up doors for you. He will put you before great men and women, because that's the kind of God he is. No fear you are. No fear where you are. You're standing still right now because God wants you to be still right now. Trust God. When he gets ready to move you, he'll move you, and nobody can stop it. When he gets ready to pour his blessings out on you, who can stop him? Nobody. Praise God. It says, 1 Peter 3:13, who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? Who's going to harm you? God ain't going to let it happen. He's not. It may seem like it's going to, it may be forming, but it's not going to prosper. God's going to step right on in, and he will take care of you. 14, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Don't be frightened. Don't worry about it. Because the Bible said that if it comes, if something happens to you, God is going to get them up off of you. I believe that. I believe that things come up on us. It helps us. It helps us with our testimonies. It helps us to help somebody else. Because you do know that we're living a life to help somebody else. You do know that God put us here that we should be loving on each other. We should be helping each other. You do know that when we talk about no fear, we should be telling our brothers and sisters that no fear in Christ. We should be telling them to go to God and get an understanding and ask for his wisdom. You do know that we should not be leaning to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledging God, and God will direct our path. You do know that. So we need to keep our minds stayed on him, and we have to understand that God is God, and he is in full control. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. You have to know that God loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. And if he loved us that much, we cannot have any fear in our hearts. We have to know that we know that we know how much he loves us. We have to be concerned for others. And we have to know that there is no fear. We have to know that God is everywhere. He's always present. He's everywhere. He's at the same time. He can bless me. He can bless you, he can help you, he can help me, and 10,000 more and more and more, because he is not confined. God is not confined to a space, like we try to put God in a box, like we try to put him up under denominations. God is not that kind of God. God is everywhere, just as you know God is not confined to time either, because when we're looking at time, one day hasn't even been, one day is nothing but 1,000 years. It hasn't even been yet. You've been asking and asking. It hasn't even been a complete day yet in God's eyes. So we have to just keep our minds stayed. We have to ask God to help us to get in connected to the spirit realm. We have to learn how to press our way and knowing what God is doing, and we have to learn how to praise him through wherever we are. We have to understand that he exists before the creator. He is the creator. we have to understand that he is the creator, that he was existing before anything. He spoke everything into existence. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He spoke everything into existence. We have to keep our mind stayed on that. We have to keep our mind knowing that God is, knowing that God is in full control, knowing that God's it's unending space for him, knowing that there's nothing bigger than him. It says here, knowing that God is somehow bigger space or bigger area, surrounded that space of the universe. Can nothing keep God? God is everywhere. He's right now listening at you. He's right now listening at me. He's in full control of everything. And he will come to see about you just when you need him the most. I promise you he will. God is everything, and God is. God is everything, and everything is God. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is present everywhere. He is the creator, but distinct, but he's distinct. He's just there. The words are trying to tie me up today, but that's okay. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say. God is right where we need him. Like water in a sponge. Water present in a sponge, but not the sponge. God is everywhere. That means that we take that sponge, we sip that water up, and but God is bigger than that too. I don't even know why I wrote that down. But anyway, I wrote it down because I guess I just wrote it down. But what I'm just trying to get to you, to know that you don't have to have any fear. God has given us spirit of power, unlimited strength as our disposal. We have to know that. Though we are enabled of the Holy Spirit, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is always with us, because when Jesus went away, he left us a comforter, which was the Holy Spirit. God also has given us the spirit of love. It is our love for God that casts out fears and makes it willing to give ourselves for Christ. Whatever the cost may be, it is our love for our fellow men that make us willing to endure all kinds of persecution and repay them with kindness. So no matter what nobody's doing to you, you still got to repay them with kindness and love. God will take care of it. He said vengeance is his. God will take care of it. It says, finally, God gives us a spirit of sound mind and discipline. We have to be disciplined in the things that we do. We have to continue to trust God and to know that God is God. And once we begin to do that, then it says here in Romans 8:15, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, our Father. We adopted into the royal family. We have the same DNA that Jesus Christ has. And we can call on him and get an answer. And even you all in fellowship with him, you can call on him and get back in fellowship with him. No way will he cast you out. Call on him and see, don't you get an answer. You know what? I want somebody to grab hold, even with my little bumps and my blenders and stuff today that I messed up, but that's okay. I'm only human. And I thank God that he allowed me to bring this word. And I thank God that this word will bless as it has blessed me. I pray that it bless somebody else. And in my closing today, we shall not fear anything or anyone but the Lord Jesus Christ. Once the Lord Jesus Christ has given us the go-ahead, he will cover us in the blood of Jesus. Whatever God has assigned you to do, don't worry about it. If you fall down, keep on getting up. Because if we fall, we will get up. And we're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. We are human. But God is always there. God is there. We just got to have no fear. We have to trust him and hold on to his unchanging hand. We have to understand that even if you're by yourself, God will never leave you by yourself. You may not have the physical friend that you want, but God is right there. And you can tell God anything, and you can call on him. He's never too busy. Call on and you will get an answer. That's what I love about 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If we just hold on to that all week when you're going through things, knowing that whatever you go through, God is right there with you, that you can hold on to his unchanging hand, know that he changes not, and know that if you call on him, you will get an answer. That's the kind of God he is. I love it because he has no respectable person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So we have to just call on him, and we have to have the heart to know that he will see about us. And if you're going through the week and you want to know more about what it says about no fear, just put in Google fear, or whatever the question is that you have that you want to ask God, and God will direct you how to go and get your answer. But trust God. Put your faith and your trust in God. Even in your sickness, fear not. Even in being despair, fear not. Even if you don't have a job, fear not. Have no fear. God is going to see about you. If he woke you up, he already got your day set. Believe me, trust in him, and he will not fail you. God is not a God that he should lie. He will not, his word is not coming back void to us. Is there anything too hard for him? And you can search all over this world, high and low. You ain't going to find nobody greater than him. He is King of kings, Lord of lords. He is the beginning and the end. He is always there. You can call on him and get an answer. Trust him. And no fear, no fear, no fear. And that's short. No fear. Trust God. No fear. Trust God. No fear. Trust God. And watch him bring it out. All right. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how. Father God, asking God that you would make this word be what you want it to be, Father God. Lord God, that you would bless it, Father God, that would bless those that have heard it, Father God, that it would carry them along their journey, Lord, to let them know that you are in full control, Father God, that you are unknowing, Father God, that you are omnipotent, Father God, that you are unpresent, Father God. We can just call on you and get an answer, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for divine connection and divine appointments, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to you use me, your servant, today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, God. Take your word and do what you will with it, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for keeping me, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as I pray for the people all over the world, all over, Father God, as I pray, Father God, that everybody wants to know something about you, Father God. As I pray that they want to know about your son, Jesus. As I pray that they want to know about the Comforter. As I pray, Father God, that their minds will be opened up, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, if you need to talk with me, you can always reach me at 708-715-4545. Or you can go to Facebook, you can like me, or you can go to my website. My new website is up and running. If you would go by, check it out. If you would sign the book and let me know that you came by, and let me know if it blessed you. And if you need to email me, you can email me at walkingingodspurpose@gmail.com. And I am available to you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for stopping by, and I pray that something was said to help you along your journey. Because if it was not that God was on our side, where would we be? Because when I look back on my life, and when I look back on my life, I know that God had to keep me. I know that if it was not that it was God, then I would not have made it this far. I wouldn't be here today. My existence is because of God. And that's what you have to know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory for all that I do. And if you can, and when you can, love on your enemies. Love your enemies on purpose. Love your enemies on purpose. Forgive them on purpose. Love them on purpose. And no fear, for God has us in the hollow of his hand. God bless you and God keep you, and I will talk to you another day. To God be the glory. I am going to put a song on, and then I'm going to move on forward, and then once the song is gone, then it will be finished. But this little song that I'm going to play, it just has really, really been with me, and it has really, really, really blessed me. And I pray that it'll bless you. I mean, I'm tongue-tied up to date, but that's okay. To God be the glory.
I've got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me. I've got joy instead of
praise the Lord. If you don't have joy, leap forward. God bless you. Until I talk to you again.